deal with airplane peanuts.
Today is Monday, September 19th, and Joey Diaz has officially begun his residency, Joey Diaz Live on Broadway at Sony Hall. We also had Dave Chappelle surprise Joe Rogan in front of a sold-out arena last weekend, so it's a packed show on the Joke World Comedy Update, every single Monday bringing you all the comedy news that you need to know from your favorite comedians, your favorite podcasters, anything to do with comedy all in one place, so please consider subscribing to Joke World right now, turning on the post notifications, and downloading this episode on Spotify to support the show.
Sony Theater, the tickets are up. The rest is up to you. If you haven't been to New York lately, fly in. Take your wife to dinner. I don't know, bring mom. Come visit your fucking grandchildren. Whatever. I'm not coming to you this year. You're coming to me.
So last weekend was the start of Joey Diaz Live on Broadway. It's a five-month residency taking place in New York City for Joey Diaz. Apparently for the first show, Lee Syatt, his old producer from The Church of What's Happening Now, he was there and he did a set of stand-up to open the show. Ari Shaffir stopped by and did some stand-up. And also Stu Finder was there to introduce Joey to the crowd.
It was a smashing success. I mean, beyond your wildest dreams, like, your worst critic will give you an A, and best critic will give you an A++++, because it was really, and it showed how hard you worked. You said you've been practicing for 3 months, because the quality and the length of the material was phenomenal. I mean, you told, like, 20 amazing stories, you bought the house down, besides you having a vagina, you couldn't have attracted more energy from a crowd. I love you.
I love you, too.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
Listen, thanks for making me. I love you.
We're here on Broadway, cockfuckers.
We fucking are here to stay. We're here to stay. I love you.
This is extra exciting to comedy fans because there was a little bit there where Joey Diaz was fully retired from stand-up. When he moved from LA back to New Jersey, he said he was done getting on stage. He was just focusing on his podcast, writing a book, raising his kid. Then he kind of came out of retirement to join Bird on the Fully Loaded tour. Apparently, it did take some convincing, but he must have gotten the bug back for it or realized that he's still amazing at it, because his residency is 5 months long, and I feel like if it goes well, we'll probably have Joey Diaz back in our grasp doing stand-up for good full-time. Dave Chappelle surprised a very lucky 19,000 people in Columbus, Ohio last weekend when he dropped into Joe Rogan's sold-out arena show. Hans Kim opened the show, followed by Tony Hinchcliffe. And Tony's actually from Youngstown, Ohio. Dave Chappelle lives in Dayton, about an hour away from Columbus. So this is home to both these guys. It was a really cool moment when Tony brought up Dave Chappelle because, like I said, it was a surprise. So these 19,000 people in this sold-out arena who think they're already going to see Joe Rogan, now they get to see Dave Chappelle. There was also some really dope pictures of Chappelle and Rogan sharing the stage, which, I mean, imagine if you were just one of those people that were there and you get to see two of, not even debatably, the most influential comedians of our generation on stage together. Must have been a night to remember in Columbus. Joe Coy has a new special out on Netflix right now titled Joe Coy, Live from the LA Forum. According to the description, Joe gushes about his relationship with his teenage son, along with sharing the struggles of living with sleep apnea and much, much more. Guest spots from last week, Your Mom's House talked to Sam Morrell. Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. Tiger Belly had on Rick Glassman. Lee Syatt was on Uncle Joey's Joint, so a reunion for Joey and Lee. And probably the episode of the week, Whiskey Ginger had on Mark Norman.
I saw a guy the other day in Soho had a shirt that said, "Listen to black women," a white guy. And I'm like, who isn't listening? Are people walking by black women like, ha la 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 la? Yeah. What are you doing? Just be a good person.
Was that a terrorist walking
by? Oh, yeah, sorry. Wrong noise.
Don't listen. Listen to black women. And what's funny is because you kind of want to talk to them and go, what are you saying? What are you saying by that? Like, what do you?
Yeah.
What do you mean by this?
Right, and what if they're saying something dumb? I don't get it. It's such an absolute. It's such a broad statement.
Right, right, right. Like Mark Normand.
Right.
Almost impossible.
I'm the worst.
Are You Garbage had on Joe Coy. Flagrant also had on Joe Coy promoting the special. Kill Tony Tonight is an interesting group. It's Ron White, Ryan Long, and Brian Simpson. Bad Friends talked to Ally McCosby today, and this past weekend was with Bert Chrysler.
You don't want to go too corporate of a studio where it feels like, where it doesn't feel like Rogue, you know? Like,
yeah, and you also don't want to do it out of your house, which I've been doing for the past fucking 8 years. And so people are like, do you live here? And you're like, oh, okay. Is that your daughter? Can I meet her? And you're like, Georgia, grab a towel.
Yeah. She's doing audio for us right now, but as soon as this shit's
I want to get bigger guests. You know who I want to get? I'm being dead serious. We talked about this a little bit, and I think you're the only person who'll get this.
Let me guess who it is.
If you guess it, if you guess it, I'll spend the rest of the show with my flip-flop in my mouth.
Oh, dude, that's going to mess up the chat. But I'll try. Let me see. It's can I ask for a clue or not?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a black
person? No. But there are a couple that I'd like to get on. I'd like to get on. I'd like Killer Mike on. I'd like Killer Mike. I'd like Snoop on. I'd like Big Boy from Outkast. I'd like T.I. I gave a shout out to T.I. about his car.
Keep saying stuff. You're just eliminating guests I was going to guess.
They're all black.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you going with the white dude?
I'm going with the white dude. I think he's white. I don't even know his name, to be honest with you.
It's hot in here, guys. Can y'all cut the AC on?
I drank a lot yesterday, and I woke up in the middle of the night in a fucking sizzle. I mean, I was so hot, and all of a sudden, my body went and fucking poured sweat back to sleep.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like almost like when a truck stops, and it's like...
New comedy specials from last week. We had a full hour from Renan Hirschberg called Jokes from the Underground, and that's out on YouTube right now.
Hey.
Yeah, we're here. We're doing it. We're back. We might be drunk.
Good to have
you. How the hell are you?
We got our buddy Renan Hirschberg with us. He's got a new special out on YouTube. What's the name of the special?
Jokes from the Underground.
I was there. It was great. Great special. Watch this special. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's great to be here. It's nice. I'm gonna. If you want me to relapse on the show, I can.
Really? Would you do that? Oh,
we got
Jesus.
You non-alcoholic beer.
And then we already talked about it a few times, but Joe Coy has a new stand-up special on Netflix called Joe Coy Live from the LA Forum. That's it for specials this week, and that's it for the Joke World Comedy Update number 17. Thank you so much for watching. Please make sure to subscribe to Joke World if you haven't. Follow us on Instagram if you haven't. Download this episode on Spotify if you haven't. I don't know what else you guys haven't done, but those are the three main things. Maybe a fourth would be subscribe to the second channel, Clip World, but that's really not that necessary. Just thanks for getting to the end of this video. It means a lot. Maybe pick one of the videos from the outro. You could do that too. That'd be like a fifth thing if you haven't done that. All right, that's it for me. See you guys next Monday.